American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the sentences. Number 1. Roger gets up at 5:30. He gets up the earliest. Number 2. Charlie jumps 7 feet 2 inches. He jumped the highest. Number 3. Jill's grandfather drives the slowest. Number 4. Carl kicked the ball the straightest. Number 5. The office opened at 8 o'clock. Sam arrived the latest. Number 6. Timmy drives the fastest of all. Look at Figure 2. Listen to the descriptions and then write the answers to the questions. Take notes if necessary. Number 1. Mike lives 2 miles from school. Harry lives 4 miles from school. Bob lives 1 mile from school. Who lives the farthest from school? Listen again. Mike lives 2 miles from school. Harry lives 4 miles from school. Bob lives 1 mile from school. Who lives the farthest from school? Number 2. Ed scored an 88 on the quiz. Jane scored an 86. Nancy scored a 97. Who scored the highest on the quiz? Listen again. Ed scored an 88 on the quiz. Jane scored an 86. Nancy scored a 97. Number 3. Jim can get to work in 10 minutes. Terry can get to work in 15 minutes. It takes Elaine 30 minutes to get to work. Who can get to work the soonest? Listen again. Jim can get to work in 10 minutes. Terry can get to work in 15 minutes. It takes Elaine 30 minutes to get to work. Number 4. Henry speaks very low. Jack speaks slower than Henry, but Kevin speaks the lowest of all the men. Who speaks the lowest? Listen again. Henry speaks very low. Jack speaks lower than Henry, but Kevin speaks the lowest of all the men. Number 5. Carla threw the ball 6 feet. Janice threw the ball 8 feet. Sandy threw the ball 5 feet. Who threw the ball the farthest? Listen again. Carla threw the ball 6 feet. Janice threw the ball 8 feet. Sandy threw the ball 5 feet. Number 6. Jeff sits behind Ted. Barbara sits across the room from Ted. Alan sits in the next room. Who sits the nearest to Ted? Listen again. Jeff sits behind Ted. Barbara sits across the room from Ted. Alan sits in the next room. Now let's check your answers. The answer to number one is, Harry lives the farthest from school. Repeat, Harry lives the farthest from school. The answer to number two is, Nancy scored the highest on the test. Repeat, Nancy scored the highest on the test. The answer to number three is, Jim can get to work the soonest. Repeat, Jim can get to work the soonest. The answer to number four is, Kevin speaks the lowest. Repeat, Kevin speaks the lowest. The answer to number five is, Janice threw the ball the farthest. Repeat, Janice threw the ball the farthest. And the answer to number six is, Jeff sits the nearest to Ted. Repeat, Jeff sits the nearest to Ted. Look at figure three. Listen to a dialogue. Decide where the people are. Circle the correct answer. Number one.
I'm really hungry. I think I'll have fish today. What are you going to have?
I think I'll have chicken.
They are in a... Number two.
Lisa, I've never seen so many books in one place. Do you like to come here to study?
Yes, I do. It's very quiet, and every book I need is here.
They are in a... Number three. I've been excited about this game all season.
Yes, it's supposed to be really good. I'm glad we got tickets.
They are at a... Number four.
Oh, I really like this silk blouse. And look, it's on sale. I think I'll get it.
I hope they have another one like it.
They are in a... Number five. This car is here for a new battery.
Yeah, and this one needs new brakes. Let's fix the battery problem first.
They are in a... Number six.
Let's stop here. I want to get my wife some of those red flowers. Today's her birthday.
I think I'll get my wife some of those white flowers. Yesterday was her birthday. They are at a... Number seven.
What time does the movie start?
We're early. It doesn't start for another 20 minutes.
They are in a... Number eight.
I need a lot of food today. Let's see. I need milk, eggs, bread, meat, chicken, vegetables, fruit.
Well, I need a lot, too. Let's start with the vegetables.
They are at a... Number nine.
Mr. Freeman, will you explain number 10 again? I still don't understand what it means.
Of course, Mike. Number 10 is not too difficult. They are in a... Number 10.
Dr. Harvey, My leg hurts right here. I fell yesterday.
Let me take a look at it. You may have to stay in bed for a few days. They are in a... Let's check your answers. Number one is A. They are in a restaurant. Repeat. They are in a restaurant. Number two is B. They are in a library. Repeat. They are in a library. Number three is A. They are at a stadium. Repeat. They are at a stadium. Number four is C. They are in a department store. Repeat. They are in a department store. Number five is B. They are in a garage. Repeat. They are in a garage. Number six is B. They are at a flower shop. Repeat. They are at a flower shop. Number seven is C. They are in a theater. Repeat. They are in a theater. Number eight is A. They are at a commissary. Repeat. They are at a commissary. Number nine is C. They are in a classroom. Repeat. They are in a classroom. And number 10 is A. They are in a doctor's office. Repeat. They are in a doctor's office. Now look at figure four. Listen to a paragraph and select the information you hear. You will hear the paragraph twice.
Vince Jefferson just joined the Houston football team last week. Last year he played for a New York team and he scored more points than any other player. The Houston coach believes that he'll help the team win a lot of games. Vince is positive that he'll enjoy playing for Houston. He's also very excited about playing in the new stadium. Vince Jefferson just joined the Houston football team last week. Last year, he played for a New York team, and he scored more points than any other player. The Houston coach believes that he'll help the team win a lot of games. Vince is positive that he'll enjoy playing for Houston. He's also very excited about playing in the new stadium.
Let's check your answers. You should have selected letter A, the football player's name. It's Vince Jefferson. Letter B, where he played last year. He played for a New York team last year. Letter E, if he's a good player. He scored more points than any other player last year. Letter F. Which team he's going to play for? He joined the Houston football team last week. Letter H. If he's excited about his new team. He's positive that he'll enjoy playing for Houston. He's also excited about playing in the new stadium.
Figure 5 is the same kind of exercise. Listen to the paragraph and select the information that you hear. You will hear the paragraph twice. Jane is sure that she'll win her next tennis match. She will be playing Betty. Betty is 5 years older than Jane, but she hasn't played as long as Jane. Jane practices for about 2 hours each day after school. Then, after she's finished practicing, she runs about 2 to 3 miles. She feels that she'll be in good shape for her match with Betty. Jane is sure that she'll win her next tennis match. She will be playing Betty. Betty is 5 years older than Jane, but she hasn't played as long as Jane. Jane practices for about 2 hours each day after school. Then, after she's finished practicing, she runs about 2 to 3 miles. She feels that she'll be in good shape for her match with Betty. Let's check your answers. You should have selected letter A, the sport she plays. It's tennis. Letter C, with whom she'll be playing. She will be playing Betty. Letter E, how long she practices. She practices for about 2 hours each day. Letter G, if she feels she'll be in good shape. She feels that she'll be in good shape for her match with Betty.
This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 13.